Alaska Communication Systems, or ACS, will provide computer backup support services for the University of Alaska. The $6.8 million gift, rolled out yesterday in Fairbanks, covers 5 years and includes high-speed cable connectivity and equipment space at a new ACS facility in Hillsboro, Oregon. University of Alaska Information Technology Services Director Fred Smits says the gift will provide redundancy currently lacking in the UA's statewide system housed at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Right now, if we had an earthquake that took this building out, we would be out of business as a university for some period of time. And I would equate that to something like LSU with Katrina. They were out for weeks to months. And, it would be devastating.
Smits says the risk of an earthquake or other event taking out the UAF-based system is low, but the redundancy will also allow for maintenance shutdowns without interruption to users. The system handles everything from class registration to employee payroll and scientific research data. Smits says UA is behind other universities in providing safety backup and redundancy for its computer system. ACS Chief Executive Officer Leanne Peltier says the university is the company's first client after ramping up to enter a new field of service.
Business continuity solutions are fairly new for us, and they came on the back of us building and buying a submarine cable, so now we have two that connect us to the rest of the world. We decided to land our internet connectivity and other fiber optic assets in Oregon. So in our site is the network operations control for the submarine cables and a specialized room that allows folks like the university to store.
Peltier says the University of Alaska is an important anchor tenant for marketing the service to others. UA will have to renegotiate a service deal with the company after the five-year ACS sponsorship expires. The university's Smith says it's going to cost about $1.5 million to buy the computer equipment it will house in ACS's Oregon facility. The plan is to have the redundant network functioning sometime next year.